If it's your show and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. And again, ours is free. So enjoy at freetalklive.com. We will get here into, of course, your calls if you make them. But first, we'll go to the email box here. One that came in recently from Alphonse. Al in New York says, I've been listening for a couple years, and while I almost always agree with Mark, I totally disagree with his voting for McCain. Voting. Now, Mark, you obviously haven't gone to the polls yet. You still have some time to think about this. But last night we had a conversation. I don't think Julia was in the room at the time. But we had a conversation how it, now, because of the Sarah Palin vice presidential pick, you're considering abandoning all principles and voting for a man that will continue destroying people's lives around the world.
I don't know that abandoning all principles is exactly right. I think that voting is a strategic and personal activity.
And that's what Al wants to address with you.
Okay, great.
He says that voting is the act of choosing someone to represent you. McCain does not represent anyone with liberty in their hearts. He's a soulless, gutless, egomaniacal madman who's only looking to wield power. He's like a mugger who asks you, would you like to be stabbed or shot? I say none of the above. Of course, Obama is also a megalomaniac. It is a bit passé, but voting for the lesser of two evils is still evil. Will I vote, says Al? Hell no. There's no one on the ballot who represents me, and I don't want blood on my hands. George Carlin said it best. Those who vote are to blame for our problems because they put the bureaucrats in. Just like he did, I will stay home. That way I can say I'm not responsible for the violence perpetrated by the state. P.S. I like Mark, also have a baby boy, and it's great. A major hope I have is that he matures into a liberty-loving individual and doesn't inherit a police state. Love the show, guys, and keep it up. Al.
Hey, what, you know, what can I say to it? I don't disagree with anything he says. I don't disagree.
Well, don't disappoint your fans then and go and vote for tyranny, Mark.
You're talking about a fan, Al. I mean, you know.
Wait a minute. You know, Mark.
I got an email today from some gal who in Fort Myers who wants me to vote for John McCain. So what do you want me to do?
Well.
I mean, if I'm supposed to go with, you know, tallying up the votes and deciding because people, you know, just say I should or shouldn't.
Can you believe this, Julia, that
no.
Mark is actually
well,
considering
yeah,
doing this?
Well, yeah, I can believe it.
Why is it you can believe it?
Because you do that sometimes.
What does he do? Equivocate about his belief system?
Yeah, he just decides randomly that he's, I don't know. It's just very Mark thing to
do. Internal Republican
yeah.
urges, right?
I don't,
John McCain
saying.
Had a D behind his name and he put Sarah Palin on his ticket, and she was like for, maybe instead of for being for guns, she was for marijuana reform. Would you be all of a sudden real hyper about John McCain at that point? Or is there still some sort of Republican-esque thing going on inside your head that's making you want to lean in that direction?
I don't think that marijuana reform is as important to me as it is to you. Certainly guns are more important. The right to bear arms is more important to me. So I don't know what you're talking about exactly. I think that I like Sarah Palin because the fact that she seems to have a certain amount of integrity in that she went after a bunch of people for, you know, were doing corrupt things in the government. She sold the
Alaska
One
jerk.
Airline. Yeah, yep, John McCain's a jerk, no doubt.
He's the one that you're voting for, Mark. She's just an addendum to the ticket to get people like you to go get all swoony about what it is they're planning.
I understand that she's an addendum to the ticket. But in John McCain's case, Sarah Palin's a lot closer to the hot seat than Joe Biden is in with Barack Obama.
To exterminate people's lives around the world, Mark, with your vote, you're saying, yes, you can go ahead and kill people in my name. That's what you're doing by voting for this man or for Barack Obama. Either one. You're sending that very same message. You go ahead and wield the weapons of the state on my behalf because I have given you my endorsement. That's what you're saying.
I don't think that that's an endorsement. I mean, I think that it's a, you know, strategic
and as Al said, then, it's picking your representative. You're telling, they are seeing it as an endorsement. It doesn't matter what's going on in your head. These people are saying, yes, see, the American people want what I want. The American people have seen my vision. They love the idea of 100 years of war, continual warfare, or they love my idea of socialist welfare, medicine, or whatever it is that their grand schemes are. You're endorsing their ideas, whether you intend to or not, sir.
Well, if I stay home, do you think that that's, and, you know, one of them wins, do you think they're going to suddenly feel like, oh, Mark stayed home?
You know, I like it. What was Menger fans' example? Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. Can we make that radio safe, Julia? I mean, you
sure.
Sort of,
I'll
you
pull it up in just a second.
You don't have to pull it up necessarily. I don't. Perhaps just summarizing.
I believe it said
it.
If the butt raping committee was holding a vote, who was going to rape Mark's butt? Harry Potter or Peter? Was it Peter
North?
North
the
who's
porn
a
star.
Porn star. And Manger fan is not going to vote for Harry Potter, who would have a smaller
unit. Yeah.
He's just not going to vote at all. He thinks it's more valuable to stand up and say, hey, leave Mark's butt alone.
Exactly.
See, I would, in that case, I would want Jason to go to the polls and vote for Harry Potter.
Because it was a very funny and very good analogy.
I'm willing to vote for the guy with the...
At least
you know,
if you go and write Ron Paul in.
Going to give you the smaller amount of business.
Or like Johnson, if you go and you write in Mary Ruart, at least if you were to do that, if you feel like you must vote and register your voice, then at least then you're voting for somebody that does represent your belief system far better than Sarah Palin or any of those other people ever would.
Speaking of which, did you hear that Bob Barr made it onto the ballot here in New Hampshire?
No, I didn't.
I didn't hear that.
I did hear that Ron Paul endorsed Bob Barr, which I thought was kind of sad, but I guess he's the best of all the evils if you feel like you must vote for one of the people that's actually on the ticket.
See, the way I see it with Bob Barr,
I still wouldn't vote for him, though.
You know, he's wearing the libertarian name, and I feel that makes him responsible for a higher set of values than somebody with a Republican name on them. And, if he was a good, principled libertarian, he would get my vote. I don't trust that, and I'm sorry to say I don't think Bob Barr is going to do anything but throw a monkey wrench in the in the system. So how big of it, I don't know.
1-800-259-9231 if you want to discuss this issue or whatever might happen to be on.
I was feeling pretty crappy today thinking about all the
blood on your hands,
all the people that are going to die in the war,
the
war on terror.
But it's right? Because they're not around here. If they were planning to drop bombs on New Hampshire, then you might be...
I'm not saying it's okay. It's not okay.
Don't pull the trigger, man. Don't be part of this.
Do you really think Barack Obama's going to pull the troops out?
I'm not asking you to vote for any of those people. I would never. Would never suggest that you vote for any of those people.
All I'm telling you is one of those two guys, John McCain or Barack Obama, is going to be the president of the United States of America.
And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter a flip which one of them it is. Because if it's Barack Obama, the country's going to go off in a slightly more socialist big government direction. And if it's John McCain, it's going to go off in a slightly more fascist direction. And I don't even know if it's going to be that slight of a difference between the two. Maybe a program here and a program there, but it's all going to get bigger and more intrusive. And what was it that John McCain emailer said to you, Mark? They were trying to suggest that John McCain didn't want change, right? That was the idea, that Barack Obama wants change, but John McCain doesn't want to change anything, and therefore that'll mean government's smaller.
Well,
my point to that is that even if that statement's true, and I don't believe it is, because John McCain's going to sign everything that comes across his desk for the most part, like most presidents do, sign most everything. So the government, if it's true that he's not going to change anything, then okay, fine. Then that statement essentially means that because the government gets bigger every single year by leaps and bounds, gets more intrusive into our lives every single year by leaps and bounds, regardless of who's behind the wheel, then if John McCain doesn't change anything, then the trajectory of government growing larger continues on. So it does nothing to make government smaller.
I would agree that it wouldn't.
Nothing significant will change in the world by you voting for John McCain versus Barack Obama. All that will happen is you will be giving them your seal of approval, and you will have blood on your hands. If you can live with that, then you should go ahead. If that makes you feel okay on the inside, then you should do that. But
I don't feel that it's a seal of approval.
You're going to hear about it for four more years after that, my friend. Whatever way it comes out, because you've given
you've given
the system your endorsement. And Julia's upset. Look at her. She's over there crying.
No, I actually was just looking at information on this chick, and I don't like her opinion of...
Sarah Palin?
I don't know her name.
Yeah, the girl that wants... What do you want? Like?
Abortion, right?
She doesn't.
She thinks that abortion should be illegal even in cases
even
of
rape
and incest.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that.
What a nice lady. 800-259-9231. She really cares about human choice and the ability to control one's own body. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, is ecstasy actually safer than binge drinking?
It's time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
Have you ever met someone larger than life? Larger than life people often have something important to teach us. They demonstrate that there can be more to life than what we typically experience. Their personalities and behaviors jar us out of ordinary thinking and show us that if we choose, we can be bigger, better, and bolder than we've been. They can snap us out of our plain vanilla existence and invite us to live on a higher level. I believe all of us would like to be described as larger than life and have our performance described as an encore performance. But it takes work and perseverance. But by bringing passion, excellence, and joy to your performance, you are sure to invoke the Encore Effect. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our community. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up. And we'll let you know whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list for free. That, again, is updates.freetalklive.com. And what if a socialist or fascist became the president of the United States of America? President Barack Obama or John McCain? The North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws? A national ID card? What's your trigger point?
If it happens, what will you do? Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And as always, it is Ian here with you tonight.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We go to your phone calls, which are loaded up. Ladies first, Lynn is on the line in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, how are you all this evening?
Hey there, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to get your source about Ron Paul having endorsed Barr.
You know what? I don't know what my source is. I think I heard it on some coverage of the Ron Paul event that they had. But you know what? I don't really have a source on that, so maybe it's just a vicious rumor. I thank you for calling me out.
Well, I'm pretty sure that it is, because either yesterday or today he stated he would not publicly endorse a candidate.
Okay. All right. We'll go with what you have to say on that.
I just don't want people out there, you know, saying, oh, Ron said to go vote for Barr. I'm going to do that, you know.
Yeah.
So that was all I really wanted to say. I just wanted a confirmed source on that if you do have one.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling me out. I really honestly don't remember where I heard it. I've seen all this coverage. It could have been the Ridley Report or Walk for Liberty or something like that, but I really don't know where it came from.
I've got a Google video here that I'm pulling up. It looks like it was from C-SPAN, and apparently at the end of the video, it is a half of an hour long, and it's going to take my computer a little while to decide that. That someone claims that the endorsement came at the end of the video.
Well, I wanted
C-SPAN.
To say that I thought on Glenn Beck's interview that he did state he was not going to publicly endorse, and I was trying to find the article also and couldn't. But
let's see what our other listeners have to say about it, and Mark will research this as the night goes on, and we'll let you know here later in the program what we think and what we've determined. So it's in question at the moment, and I thank you, Dorothy, for the call tonight, or rather Lynn for the call. 800-259-9231.
Dorothy is short for Lynn.
There
right?
was a Dorothy on hold, but she dropped off. All right, so we continue here. Glenn is in Alabama, and you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, Julia, Mark, Ian, how you doing tonight?
Good.
What's on your mind, Glenn?
Great. I had to tell you about this video I saw today. You guys will really appreciate it. Now, I know you don't condone violence of any sort, but I found this video from Boing Boing, if you know that site. And it's on YouTube. It's called Security Guards Abuse Their Power in Front of a Full Stadium. And then I can't read the rest of it. But basically what happens is that it's at a football or soccer game in I think Portugal or Brazil. And some fan runs through the arena holding up this like banner. And a bunch of security guards tackle him and kind of subdue him and put him on the ground and hold him down. And all of a sudden, one of the guys takes, like, his truncheon and starts, like, popping him in the head, like, a couple of times.
Oh, my.
Right? And so then, you know, it was kind of like an obvious abuse of the power. He was already, like, down. They didn't have to do that. So then, like, maybe 15 seconds later, a fan just comes out, like, gets over the whatever kind of barracks they have to enclose the stadium and just, you know, goes at one of the cops or one of the security guards and punches him.
Well, my feeling on that is would you feel bad if somebody got shot in the commission of a robbery in someone's home? Hello?
Let me just finish what happened.
Okay.
So it ignites a sentiment in the entire crowd, and just the entire crowd pours into the arena and then proceeds to just kick the asses of these security guards.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
customers
just,
demanded
it was something
it, huh?
else.
That's amazing. Go
yeah, I don't really have any, like, deep views on it. I just thought it was, like, something else and that people should go see it. It's at YouTube. If they just type in Google, security guards abuse their power in front of a full stadium.
I think what happened there is...
As far as I'm concerned, if somebody is committing a crime and they get hurt or they get killed in the commission of a crime, then especially a felony, and that would be aggravated battery.
Well, who's committing the crime?
The security guard.
Yeah, okay. I mean, in their opinion, of course, the crazy fan running through the arena, you know, disrupting the game or whatever, was committing the crime. So
yeah, but if he wasn't violent, and you know, I don't know, I didn't see the video. If he wasn't violent, then
he wasn't violent.
I don't think there's any reason to bang him about the head. As far as I'm concerned, that's a felony.
I think it's interesting, and I think it shows that people are going to be more likely, even though the security guard has sort of a similar outfit as police officers, people do believe that they are not as respectable as the police for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they wouldn't have done it if it was the cops. But then
right.
again, Maybe in Brazil or Portugal, wherever it was. I know it was, the language was Portuguese because I recognize it. Maybe the people there have a little bit more balls. So.
But this is what's coming, though, for the police. If they continue in their police state-ish ways, there is a good chance that at some point something's going to snap and people will go ahead and just pile on and take out the cops when they're attacking their friends. In fact, there was a video from, I believe it was outside the Republican National Convention, where there was some kid that was being dragged away by a police officer, and the people surrounding him were doing things to sort of interfere and to kind of help out without necessarily directly attacking the cop. The one person did sort of jump the cop from behind. It didn't seem that he in any way hit the cop beyond just sort of jumping on him with his body and throwing him off balance, giving the other kid enough time to get up. I didn't really watch it a whole bunch of times. I only watched it once. But essentially, the crowd saved this young man or woman, whoever it was the cop was going after, from abduction by the police. And the cop ended up walking away and, like, radioing for backup at that point. So it was very interesting watching that happen. People are getting pushed to the point where they've decided they've had it and they're not going to just continue bowing down in front of, you know, at the foot of these authorities. Not that I'm recommending violence, but I'm just pointing out that if they keep pushing, inevitably someone is going to push back, and when that someone pushes back, then there will be others in the mob mentality.
Oh,
that will,
yeah, you
will join
saw
them.
You saw in this video how inspiring just these, like, this one dude or these few guys' actions were.
Right.
Just the whole, and once the whole crowd came down, it was just like they were in control. There was no, so yep. it was something else. I just wanted to tell you guys about it and let your audience know. So that's it.
Thanks for the call.
Take
Appreciate
care.
Hearing from you at 800-259-9231. As we continue with Dave in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I have to say, as far as voting, to get back to the subject, I don't think it matters what federality you vote for. The same tyranny seems to keep coming down the pike. I think if you really want to have a vote that counts, check the little box on your W-4 that says tax exempt, especially if you don't own property, especially if you make minimum wage or something like that. A third of the population is estimated not to pay income tax already. So stop funding them. And it'll all fall apart. All fall apart.
Yeah, pull it out. Stop funding them as much as possible and in as many ways as you possibly can. But then, of course, they can still print out the money. So
true.
Ideally, the next step is to have alternative currencies that we can adopt so we can just stop actually contributing 100% to their Federal Reserve system and operate completely outside of it. That's a much bigger project, but one worthy of undertaking.
Right.
I think.
It's the demand for dollars that, in fact, creates inflation, the printing of more dollars.
Good suggestion, Dave.
Sure.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. A little bit more about this claim about Ron Paul. Rumors spreading around that he has endorsed Bob Barr. Mark, you're going to find out. I guess we'll find out a little bit more here in a bit. And, of course, take your calls as well. A bunch of people on the line want to talk about various different things. That's the point of the show. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saver brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saver Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features are free. Enjoy them on us, including archives and entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the website. At freetalklive.com, so enjoy those on us.
If you don't have a will, you need one. Your family needs you to have a will right now. Even if you're young, like me, you get hit by a car, meteors could come out of the sky. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You need to have a will. It's a good idea to have a living will. Also, you can get them all at LegalZoom.com. It's fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We'll get right back to your calls, but first to address the controversy over whether or not Ron Paul has actually endorsed Bob Barr, the story from NolanChart.com. This sent to me by our producer, Johnson. Since Bob Barr won the Libertarian Party nomination just over a week ago, a question that's been bothering readers for 2 months is will or won't Ron Paul endorse Barr? And it also is apparently the question has begun to invade the mainstream media. As well it should, as the answer could determine the next president. As, for example, the Huffington Post explains the situation, Paul has no use for either anointed GOP nominee, John McCain, or the party establishment. However, he does have support from a tenth or so of the Republican electorate, and should Paul signal his followers to back this year's presumed Libertarian presidential nominee, Bob Barr, some pundits think the latter could take 2-3% of the November vote, siphoning off enough disgruntled conservatives to beat John McCain, meaning Obama, of course, would beat John McCain. Paul had been unremittingly positive in talking about Barr to the media. On June 2nd, Newsweek asked him, "What are your feelings toward Libertarian nominee Bob Barr?" His response was, "We're pretty friendly. We're allies. He's a good friend. He's called me a couple of times recently, so it's very cordial."
Also, on May 30th, Paul praised Barr, saying he'll be a good candidate. Some libertarians are excited and some are leery, but I think he can do a very good job. Would you consider endorsing him? Ron Paul said, well, considering means the thought crosses your mind, and he's made inquiries as to what I might be able to do, and my answer is I don't plan to get involved because Chuck Baldwin is a candidate for the Constitution Party, and he's a good friend, and he also worked very hard on my campaign, so it's pretty hard for me to endorse one or the other. And, you know, basically goes on to say that he's torn between being able to endorse a one candidate or the other, and therefore, at least at that point, that was a couple months ago, had chosen to not endorse anyone. I don't know if, Mark, you've determined anything from your
research. I haven't. The video's loading slowly, but we do have Johnson on the case there, and he'll probably IM me and let me know.
All right. Well, we will continue here in the meantime with your calls about whatever you wanted. Let's talk to JC in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live, JC.
Libertations.
Hey, JC, what's on your mind,
JC?
Hey, well, you know, before I call Mark out on the carpet for what he said yesterday, I want to make sure Julia's still there in the studio.
Yes.
Hey, Julia.
Hi.
About 2 months ago, you said something about how you heard that the Mormons took over the Boy Scouts of America and you'd never send your son there. And I just have to say, you may remember, I'm a Mormon, I was an Eagle Scout. I guess once you're an Eagle Scout, you're always an Eagle Scout. But it just so happens that a third of all the Boy Scout troops in the country happen to be sponsored by local units of the LDS Church, and you wouldn't really be able to tell the difference between a Mormon troop and a non-Mormon troop. And if you're ever lost in the woods with any Boy Scout, I think you'll find that you'll be treated like a lady and you'll be helped. And you'll have a very high opinion of them. So.
Okay. I don't hate Boy Scouts.
You just don't like religion, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
It is a religious organization. They do swear an oath to God, don't they, with their little Boy Scout pledge?
Yeah, they sort of changed it. They kind of warped it.
I swear to honor God.
We love God and hate homosexuals.
God in my country and obey the laws of the pack is all I remember.
Well, you know, Boy Scouts would work out in a private society because, you know, it is a private organization and not a state one. So
didn't Penn and Teller show they took money from some state organization?
Yes, they are allowed at some sort of Boy Scout yearly, their big convention, national convention or whatever. They rent property out, government property for like $1 or something like that. So they do get subsidized to some extent. And I agree with you that if it were completely private, I wouldn't care at all.
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd you know, let you know that
If I'm ever stuck in the woods, I want to be stuck in the woods with you.
There you go.
I know about
that. I treat you like a lady.
A friend of mine a friend of mine became an Eagle Scout when he was 16, and it really is a big deal. I mean, becoming an Eagle Scout.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't dislike Boy Scouts.
If the government's going to give an organization money, I don't mind it as much being the Boy Scouts. Honestly, I think that they're a good organization, and I liked everything that happened to me while I was in the Cub Scouts.
Except they don't like gay people.
Yeah,
and
like
we do understand the real meaning of service. We don't get paid for it. We're taught to give service, and it's real service.
Real
not like bureaucrats, right?
Very good, JC. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's talk.
I always get scared when people say, "A few months ago, you said this," because I don't know what I said a few months ago.
I do recall the
I do recall the conversation.
Let's continue. Key is on the line on the amp line. Hello, Key.
Oh, hey guys, it's Julia.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
We can bring up any opinion we want, right?
Sure. Yes. It's your opinion, you should.
We don't have to agree with Ian.
No. Well, it's best. If you don't want to get lambasted and treated like a complete idiot, you really should.
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, here we go. I'm with Mark as far as I understand what he's saying about McCain. The difference between O'Kane and Obama, there's a big difference between the two.
What?
That
really?
We have to take they really are. Obama
they're
is
both equally awful in very slightly different ways.
Wait, okay.
To my life.
Okay, I'm sorry. What are the different ways? You said business is one of them?
Yeah, he's going to be raising taxes.
Obama's going to raise taxes.
Obama's going to raise taxes.
Okay. Is John McCain going to... Hold on, Key. Is John McCain going to drastically slash the size of government or even slash the size of government?
He's not going to increase the size of the government. I'm not saying
he will.
The perfect solution, but I feel that we'd be going in the wrong direction.
I'm sorry, but let's look at the past and see if we can predict a future based on what has come before. Let's look at the Republican presidents, George Bush, the other George Bush, as well as Ronald Reagan, the most recent Republican presidents. Ronald Reagan presided over a tremendous increase in the size of government, and he was a much better talker as far as his quips and the things that he said to the public about small government and getting government out of people's lives, the government the government's least, or something like that. I mean, he's had some really great quotes.
The seven scariest words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
That's another Reagan quote, right? And Reagan dramatically increased the size and the scope of government. I'm sure George Bush the First did, and we know for a fact that George Bush the First was known for, the No New Taxes Pledge, broke that one. George Bush the Second, he has dramatically grown government at a rate that Bill Clinton could have only dreamed of. And you think John McCain's going to all of a sudden be different from that trend?
No, I'm saying he's not going to be as bad as Obama.
But Bill Clinton...
It's a no-win situation in one way, but in another way, I feel that at least McCain is for free market more than Obama.
Just because someone says they're
going.
I think that it's one of those scenarios where you're choosing between the types of cancer you want to have.
You
don't going
have
to get
to endorse
cancer.
The cancer.
Well, unless one decides that one's not going to pay taxes and takes the, and as far as I'm concerned, that's a kind of cancer, because there's a good chance, a possibility that you're going to go to prison over it. It's just picking between the three types of cancer.
Didn't McCain say that he wanted to keep the Iraq war going on for 200 years?
Oh, 100 years.
Better legitimizes the growth of government than war.
The health of the state, absolutely. Of course, Obama is not in favor of pulling the troops out either.
Here's the military has sort of been grown to the point that they can grow it at this point. It's big.
Oh, no, they can bring a draft in.
It was small when Clinton was involved. It was smaller.
Republicans always love making the military bigger.
So at this point, you've got to count that Obama's actually going to shrink the size of the military and not grow the size of the social structure, which it seems to me that that's what's going to happen. That's what her point is.
I want to bring Key back here, continue this discussion here in a moment, because I think we should go back in time again here, back to the 2000 election, when George Bush was trying to get elected for the first time. What was his campaign message back then? Because Key is sounding like she's believing the things John McCain might have said at one time about the free market, right? So let's talk about what George Bush said and what he did. Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live. So the only, I think, qualification is that you buy something within 24 hours. So you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, shop, check out, get free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items, 41 categories to shop in, even used items. Even if it's a whole bunch of used stuff you're buying, Free Talk Live will get a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. And I should add that I got my first check today from Amazon UK, because we are available in Amazon, Canadian Amazon, UK Amazon, and German Amazon. So far,
we
I guess,
international listeners, and listeners, and they do buy through Amazon. They don't do it as much, but, you know,
this is the first time I've ever gotten an international check, so obviously we've got a handful of UK listeners out there using the service. And I should point out that it's my understanding that when you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, if you are in one of those other international countries, you should be routed automatically to the correct Amazon site for your country. So if there's a problem with that, you should let me know about it. Otherwise, keep shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Key on the AMP line, and Key, you're talking about why it is that you think that it's okay that Mark is going to vote for John McCain. I pointed out earlier that he's essentially endorsing tyranny by doing that. You're saying it's okay because John McCain, in your words, supposedly supports the free marketplace. And I think we should just go back real quick, Key, to what George Bush said in 2000 when he was trying to get elected for the first time, before everybody knew what they know about him today. And what he was saying, and I remember specifically, there was a campaign sign, a huge George Bush campaign sign in Sarasota, Florida, where I lived at the time, that said, "Smaller government, George Bush for smaller government," which, of course, is the standard Republican line. They're for smaller government, which, of course, is why Republicans vote over and over again for them, even though year after year they prove, beyond a shadow of a doubt, they prove that they don't give a flip about smaller government and will never do anything like it. George Bush also advocated a humble foreign policy. The suggestion,
No nation building.
So, I mean, the guy went and went back on every single one of his campaign promises. Yeah, here you are saying that John McCain, he's going to be different?
No, I'm not saying he's going to be different.
What are you saying?
Maybe I'm obviously not getting my point across. Let me try again.
Go ahead.
All right. Let's say you know we're a representative government, right?
That's what they claim.
In our government as it's set up now.
It's not my government, Key, and then that's what they claim. I don't believe it's true.
Okay.
Though.
Okay. If you wanted, you could elect somebody that believed just like you, correct?
It's possible, I suppose, but not very likely.
I'm not talking likely at this point.
Okay.
I'm going to an extreme for a reason, because maybe it will be clearer.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so if you found a candidate that believed everything that you wanted, they were going to secede or whatever and nullify the government, whatever that is,
mm-hmm.
you would get behind that person, you would vote for that person. And the way our government works, if this person got in charge, he would have more power to get things done the way you like. Correct?
Well, it's not in my interest to wield power over anybody else and force them to do anything, but I see where you're coming from. Theoretically,
okay.
It's possible. Of course, the system is designed to prevent third parties from even having a chance. But go ahead with your point.
Well, that is the whole point. You don't believe it's feasible, and I believe that if you don't at least vote your conscience, that you're...
And your conscience is to vote for...
Done.
Your conscience is to vote for a killer. Is that right, Key?
My conscience is to vote for the economy, who I think would do the best job. I have to pick something.
No, you don't. This is the fallacy.
If I don't, I'm not going to be represented by anybody.
But you're not going to be represented by anybody anyway.
Yeah, if you care about freedom.
John McCain
stuck
is
in the
not
going to
call
here,
you
Key.
Up and ask you of your opinions of things.
I kind of agree with Ian, and I kind of agree with you. I think that the problem here is we're talking about desperate times and desperate measures. It's not like there's an opportunity for me to vote for somebody who believes like me, or you, Key.
You can write in
right.
Ron Paul. You can write in Mary Ruart.
Who has a chance of winning. Who's even on the ballot? I mean,
exactly.
I guess my criteria is you have to be on the ballot to even have a snowball's chance
well, then,
in hell. I'm sorry to say.
Then all right, if that's what you're going to do, Mark, if you're going to talk about people on the ballot, then Bob Barr's going to be on the ballot, and he is more aligned with your beliefs than John McCain or Sarah Palin is. I'm not advocating anyone vote for any of the above, but at least then you wouldn't be doing as much damage. At least I think Bob Barr is advocating withdrawing. The troops. I haven't really looked too closely at him because I've seen enough bad stuff about him that I'm just not interested. But at least then you could at least say that you were voting for the most compatible candidate.
Well,
but you're not doing that.
In the case
you're jumping
of Bob
over
Barr,
that.
In the case of Bob Barr, here's what I know.
Now you're back to wasted vote syndrome.
Here's what I know to be true. That Bob Barr may get 6 or 7 or 8% of the vote, and that'd be great for the libertarians. Whoopee! But he's a crappy libertarian candidate. So therefore, what are the libertarians going to think to themselves? Let's nominate
for the mass murderer.
Candidates rather than, one with principle. So that's the reason I don't want to vote for Bob Barr.
So instead you'll vote for a murderer.
I'm not voting for John McCain. I'm voting for Sarah Palin.
You're voting for John McCain, sir. I'm sorry. You can tell yourself whatever story you want.
If you're voting for a murderer, then that could be said for either candidate, actually, depending on...
Right, so don't vote for a murderer. Don't vote for a
murderer. I'm not
voting for either
murderer.
With all this murderer talk here.
All right, Key. Any other thoughts tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks for your point.
I tried.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Well, I don't know what she was trying to do. I think she was just trying to explain herself, because certainly none of that's going to be persuasive to me. Or I don't think, Julia, you're not persuaded, right? You're going to vote for Obama or McCain?
I hate when people say, because people always tell me when I tell them I'm not voting for anybody, I get the, well, you need to vote for somebody. And no, I don't need to vote for somebody. When both people who are going to win, one of them's going to win, are jerks, I don't agree with either of them, and it's not like if I vote for McCain, he's really going to represent me. He's not. He's not going to call me up and ask me what I think.
He's
going to
represent John McCain.
Yeah, if I tried to even contact him to voice my opinion, I would never ever. That just wouldn't happen. It's all just a facade.
You know, I mean, even in, it is a facade, but even in their system, which is a total
right.
facade designed to misdirect people from the violence of the entire system, but even in their system, the president isn't even purported to be a representative. He wasn't even, it didn't used to be that he was even elected by the people, as I understand it. He's not even still elected by the people. They're elected by the
Electoral
College. So it's not even purported that the president represents anybody. The president's just supposed to uphold the Constitution or whatever and be the executive.
It's just a sort of a performance to make people feel like they have a voice.
Right.
But you don't have a voice.
No. And the Constitution isn't even
here to. You don't even know what happens
to.
When you go wait in line and fill out this little form. You have no idea what that where that piece of paper goes. You don't even see
nope.
that being. So you really, it's nothing. It's just, it's a joke.
And there have been plenty. There's been a lot of evidence to show that the voting system, as you say, you don't know what's going to happen. It is
corrupt
in many places.
Yeah, I'm not making conspiracy claims or anything like that. I'm merely saying you have no idea
right.
what happens once you check that box and put it in.
And it's as you said, Julia. It doesn't really matter either way. It doesn't matter if your vote is the last vote that swings it over to John McCain. If it's a tie, you know, and your one vote is enough to send enough electoral votes over to John McCain or to whoever it is that you're voting for, or Barack Obama. It won't matter because the size of the state will continue to increase. We'll have a we'll have an even bigger police state than we've ever had before, and you'll have played a role in that. You'll have played a part in that. There's nothing defensive about voting for either Obama or John McCain. It's an endorsement of the system. It's an endorsement of the status quo. It's an endorsement of more of the same. And you can tell yourself whatever story you want to because it is, after all, about you. Really, it is about you, Mark and Key and everybody else out there. It's about how you feel, and it's about making yourself feel good. And if that's the best way to make yourself feel good, then by all means, I think you should do it. But 4 years down the line, after more people have died at the hands of both of these men, then you're going to, I mean, it's going to be, the blood is on your hands, and the rest of us who abstained from voting, it's not going to be our fault. Whatever it is that happens in the next 4 years, it's not going to be us. We didn't do it. Not that I'm saying you're responsible. I don't believe that to be true. I don't believe voters are directly responsible for the violence that these people initiate. I know that some people will make that claim. Some of the more, anarchist types or voluntarists will make the claim that if you're voting, then you are essentially responsible. I don't believe that to be true.
Yeah.
I think that the people who enact, I think the people that are most responsible are the cops and the soldiers that actually enact the tyranny. And I think after that, the politicians are second most responsible for issuing those orders. And then tangentially, way off, away, far away, I think the voters, to some extent, have given that whole system their endorsement by voting for one of the two system politicians. 1-800-259-9231. On the way, we get to a topic that I know Julia's going to like, which is, of course, drugs. We're going to talk ecstasy. We're going to talk marijuana, or whatever it is you want to discuss if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. What happens when you put marijuana on MRSA, the superbug? We'll talk about it in moments. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. It's a